ninth shiur in Arvei Pesachim continued.
There is a distinction between pas and yayin. So by pas, it chozel to the same place. So even though it's chozel to the same place, so it's still required to make a nivrache. And by mayim, so it's not required to make a nivrache. Why? So we see, according to the Raavad also. So that this halacha of Shinum Mokim is not a din of Hesachadas, but it's a din of Hefsek. So it's a din of Hefsek. So Mimele, by Dvorim, she Tzrichim, Brochalachem, Kimon. So he's not allowed to leave the place. If he's not allowed to leave the place, and if he leaves the place, so Mimele, it's a Hefsek. It's a Hefsek. So even though he comes back to the same original place, so it's a new visit, because there is Aloche, it's Tunabroch, Achim, and Kemos. So he's not allowed to leave the place. Unless he's Miborech, Abroch, Achim. So Mimele, since he's not allowed to leave the place without making the Broch, Achim first, without being involved in Samozin, or Lamichi, or whatever it is, so Mimele, when one leaves that place, so it constitutes a Hefsek. So even if he comes back to the original place, it's still a Hefsek. Masha'im kei, in connection with Dobo, she'itom broch lachal, let's say water or pears. So he's allowed to leave that place. So if he's allowed to leave that place, so until he comes back to the original place, it's a Hefsek. But once he comes back to the original place, it's no Hefsek. So we keep a candle. So we see, from the sheet of the Raavad and the Rambam, that the halacha of Shinum Mokim is not an application of the general principle of Hesachadas. Hesachadas is a separate halacha. Hesachadas is not a meaning of Hefsek, and Hesachadas can be even if you remain on the same chair. But if there is Hesachadas, havu nivorech, so it's Hesachadas. Masha'ike, Shinum Mokim. So if he did not decide to stop him, but he just was Mishan the Mokim, so Hesachadas it is. But then there is another aloche of Hefsek. One second. There is another aloche of Hefsek. So if he didn't, as long as he didn't come back to the original place, so it's a Hefsek. So let's say, if I eat here, it doesn't make any difference what I eat, whether I eat pas or I drink water, and then I go to another place and I want to eat more pas, more water, so in the other place, there is a Hefsek. So maybe the brocha that I made in this place is not, it cannot cover the achille or the sea in the other place. But if I do return to the original place, so then it depends. If I was eating something that is told Broch Lachon came on, so there is Aloche that I'm not allowed to leave the place until I'm involved because I wasn't Broch Lachon after that. So the Mele, when I do leave the place, so that's a Hefsek. So even when I come back, so it's a new visit. It's not Likive Kamehod. So Mele, he saw Livoyer Broch Lachon. Masha'ike, if he was eating pears, he was drinking water, he was drinking wine. It's and then he goes to another place, and then he comes back. He comes back to the original place. So we say it's no Hefsek, so he doesn't have to be involved. He doesn't have to be involved. Now let's see what the Ramban says in Muhammad.
According to Rabbi Yechaneh,
So to that extent, it is if you we style in mixas. We mean that the poor Ashinu Mokim eats all the world. The price of Tone Bishinu Mokim, the Chaser eats all the world. The Victone, the Hosro in Trich and Gorich, the Kasagai, the Haine, the Rabbi Echen and Bohr, the Yu Rav Chizde, the Rav Sheches, the Chaser of the Kim and Amit all the world. The Chayetzi was it. See you be mixed up if they come there. So he says the same thing. Alright. Now then, the Ayved says another Kiddush. Now, before we saw that there is a Machlekes between Teitzves and Nerim. Teitzves Shite is, now, Teitzves Shite is that in any case where his Chezer Mivorek, so he only has to say Mivorek and Konel, but he is not Mivorek and Machlekes. Suppose when he left the original place, he wasn't involved from there. So then when he comes back, he doesn't have to be involved of there as a Muslim. And the reason the Rambam Shiti is that he has to be involved there as a Muslim. If he wasn't involved there as a Muslim when he left the original place, now he's back in the original place. So first he has to be involved there as a Muslim, and then he's involved there as a Muslim. That's the shite of the Rif and the Rambam. And this is Israel. Now, from the Rif and the Rambam, it's mashma that he is mechuyev to be nivoreich, v'mafreya, v'och mafreya in every case. Whether it's a dobo or shetuno prochol acheo v'keimon, or dobo or sheituno prochol acheo v'keimon. So, he has to be nivoreich. He has to be Miborech on Afreya. But the Ayved Shita is, he is Chilek HaTeitzves. The Ayved Shita is that if they left the original place, and he wasn't Miborech on Afreya, then he came back. So he has to be Miborech on Afreya first, and then be Miborech on Afreya. But he limited only to a case of Dobo Shetuno Brocho Lachel Bikim. Let's say pass. If someone was in pass, so it requires a Brocho Lachel Bikim on. And he left. And he wasn't involved in a prayer. And then he came back. So he's Mivorech a Brocho Limafreya. He's Mivorech a Brocho Limafreya. But he's Mivorech Ibrach Lamafreya. And then he's Mivorech Lamafreya. Masheike, if he ate Paris, and then he left for another place, so he wants to continue in Paris. So he doesn't have to say Ibrach Lamafreya. So where is the Aloche? So it's not like the Rif and the Rambam. The calling the Rif and the Rambam doesn't make any difference. So there is a din of Brocho Lamafreya in everything. Whether it's Brocho Shetuno, Brocho Lachel B'Keimo, Dobro Shetuno, Brocho Lachel B'Keimo, or Dobro Sheimetuno Brocho Lachel B'Keimo. And according to the Raide, only in something that is Tuno Brocho Lachel B'Keimo, so he's Mechuyev to be Brocho Lamafreya. But if it is not Tuno Brocho Lachel B'Keimon, if it's not in Dobro Shetuno Brocho Lachel B'Keimon, so true is Shinu Moke requires a Broche, but it doesn't have to be in Dobro Shetuno Brocho Lachel B'Keimon. Now the Mechaber in Simen Kufayin Ches Siv Bey says as follows: Chaverim sheyesh v'mechir v'yotzu mikhaschos v'mikhaskal אם יניחו שם מקצוע סום, חזר ונקיימון וגיימון סדו סום, והם צריכים לבוא איך שניו. ואם לא יניחו שם אדום, כשייצים צריכים פרוח למפחיה, וכשהם חזרים צריכים פרוח לחתחילו. חתחילו. וכן, אם הוא יומסו עם לישטייץ, או ילך לפרץ, שכל המשנה מקיימן, הרי פוסק החילוסה, ולפי חוך, מבורך למפריע, על מה שאוכל. So the Mechaba says in so many words that even with Vachal Peretz, that's not something that is Tuna Brochel Achel in Kimon. So anything, so he is Mivorech, so he is Mivorech L'Mafreya. Mivorech L'Mafreya. But the Shittes Arayvud is that the Dobo that is Tuna Brochel Le'Achel in Kimon, then there is a din of Mivorech L'Mafreya, but Dobo She'i Tuna Brochel Achel in Kimon. So there is no Allah of Mivorech L'Mafreya. Mivorech L'Mafreya. Now, the Ramo, he paskens that there is no din of Mivorech L'Mafreya. So there is no Allah in everything, so he is not mechuyev to be Mivorech L'Mafreya. Then, v'am shanem mekeme, mipino lipino b'bayi sechot, eini tzorich la'azer l'vorech. Ochal b'mizchocho sholteinu zu, ובו לאחר במערובו צורך לבורך צורך לבורך ויש חלקי בכל מה סדר המוסף ויש חלקי בכל מה שקושב בסימן זה רק סברי because the Mechaber passes like Rav Sheshes and he passes like the Rif in the Rambam that there is a Loche of Mafreya in everything so he says first of all the Ramon passes like Rav Chizde and then even where there is even in the case where Shinu Mokim does require a new broche, so it's only a new broche for now, but a mafreya not. We rak zeibrim she Shinu Mokim eina yale kese chatas, vi lochei, im Shinu Mokim eina Mokim acher, in tzorech liborech, elo lifni ma she reitze lecher, avu loi al ma she kvoroch. So it is mafreya not, there is no chiyu. Vi davke she lo iniach mikzas chaveri, vi sudeh. ויוכל מדבורים שנצריכם ברוכה בקיימון. אבל אם יניח מיקסס חברים, או אפילו לא יניח, ויוכל דבורים שצריכם ברוכה בקיימון, אפילו מה שרצה לך לך כך, אם צורך לבורך. There's the smack in the other words, I mentioned it in the last time, last year. So in other words, he is חלק על מבס יוסף. The מבס יוסף שיטה is, this distinction between יניחו מיקסס חברים, לא יניחו מיקסס חברים, can only have relevance על איבד רב שישס. who requires a brocha, another brocha, even bidova shetuna brocha la'achel bin keimon. So then there is a distinction, the Bais Yosef says, between hinichu mitzis chaveirim and voi hinichu. So he said, if it's pas, dova shetuna brocha la'achel bin keimon. So, and it's voi hinichu mitzis chaveirim shom, so then he requires another brocha. But if it's a nichu, and it's dobo, she told brocha la'achel bin keimon, so he doesn't have to make a new brocha. He doesn't have to make a brocha. Masheikin call it Rav Chizde. Masheikin call it Rav Chizde, so then he doesn't make any difference. More of Shech. The only question is it pass? Dobo she told brocha la'achel bin keimon? If it is pass, dobo she told brocha la'achel bin keimon, so even lo yinichu mixes chaveirim, So it doesn't require, is not required to make a new broche. And if it is something like Peres, that is not Tom Broche Lachel Ben Kimon. So then the Bais Yosef says that even if Yinichu mixes chaveri, so it's Tom, so it requires a new broche. But Ramo, he passes like the smag in Yosua, that this distinction between Yinichu mixas and Yinichu mixas has relevance even Alibid Rav Chizde, even Alibid Rav Chizde. So he says, Abu Iniach mixes chaverim, or Yafiu lo Iniach. We all have one shetun tzuruch abrochum came on, Abu Mashrit lech lahakach, ein tzuruch levorech. We loche, Misha Pesik Sidose, we holach li bayis acher, or Yisho Yoechel, we call a chaver li daber imei, Abu li pesar beise, or Yimi mokim acher, ki shechoy ze li sudo, ein tzuruch levorech klau. Do pas sol brocha bin keimu li kulaom. Miu imir מי הוא עם מסיע ביתי כשחיזה בא לצורך לבורך על מה שריצה לך להחכה בין חיליק בין חוזר למוקים שאוכל כבור ובין סיים סדוסי במוקים אחר so there is no difference וכן יגיד בנסיון מכל מוקים לך תחילה לא יעקב עם קיימי b'loy broche dechayshinon shevo yishkach milarze v'lech miu mitzirach mitzvah yiveres ken shigi azman tfile izmut. Now then in Siv Gimel he says yesh misheime lemechab shimo yobigam. I mean these aloches are relevant for you everyday probably. יש מי שאומר שימוי אביגן וראית לך מפרס כל יום בילון כיפה שבירך על אילון אחד אין צורך לבורך על אחר והוא שבישור שבירך הויותייתי לך אל מייסם אחר אבל מגם לגם צורך לבורך אפילו אם סמוכים ואפילו אם כשבירך תחילו הויותייתי על הק. So in other words, so the Allah is the Ramon Paskins that if it is mipino pino, so even without any das, so it doesn't, is not required to make it mimokim. But if it is mimokim mimokim, but not mipino pino, let's say you start eating or drinking something here, then you go upstairs in the restaurant and you want to finish drinking or eating. So then, so the tzak of the Ramoy is that if it's mimokim mimokim in a different room, but in the same house, then it depends. If you didn't have in mind to finish eating it or drinking it in another room in the same building, so then you have to, and you go out from one room to another room, you have to say a new broch. But if you have in mind to finish drinking or eating in another room in the same building, then you don't have to make another broch. Now, suppose he had nothing in mind, but he's always accustomed to start drinking in pub, let's say here, and then to go out in another room, so since he's accustomed to do that, so that's like hoyodaite. To go out from one room, mimokin, in the same building. That is, if it's indoors. Suppose it's outdoors. Yes. So suppose it's outdoors. So then there is a machlekes aposki. Now the Mechaba says, "Yeish mishemir shimoyo began v'reitz leechel mipeiris kolim on bilon kibin shebirer chalil on echot in tzorch lebarich lachir." So some say that's only if it's indoors. There are mechitzes around the yards, but if there are no mechitzes, not. If there are no mechitzes, so then even though it's daite to be mishamed the place, so then he has to say in yubroch. So let's say, in other words, suppose you drink a pop and you walk around in the street, so according that's outdoors, so you cannot do that. Because if you make a footstep, so maybe even though your intention is to start drinking here and then and finish it some other place, but if you move from the original place where you made the broche, so you are required to make a new broche at every stop. So you are required to make a new broche. But the Asamu say, and that's the Shitas Raibet, that if it's daite to continue eating or to continue drinking in another place, so even though it's outdoors, it's not muket mechitzes, so you also, as long as it was daite to be mishane de broche, so you don't have to make a new broche. So you don't have to make any broche. So there is a machlekes aposki. So maybe that means that it's not a proper thing to drink a soda while you walk in the street. Because according to many poskim, so you have at every stop you have to make any broche. But of course if you do it, so you shouldn't make another broche because some people have to roll. Yes, what is it? Alright, then there is another shittet. That if it's really came in, so even without any kavone to be mishan de mokei, so you're not required to make a new broche. And like that, too, there is a machlekes. Yes, what is it?
If you go to Mokom, indoors, so it's not
possible to go there. Oh, indoors, so then there is no machlekes, because then we pass it. If he goes to Mokom and Mokei, indoors, so his intention is certainly to be mishan de mokei. And so there are more paskins that were that mimokim mimokim in the same building indoors in mimokim mimokim. What is that? If he's accustomed, so that's like daite. If he's accustomed to go, yes, what is it?
Yeah, doesn't matter whether it's between the two places where that we're discussing. He doesn't need to go out and changing places, but continually eating the whole time like that.
Even if he continually eats the same thing, Kamesha Panshtin has a chubet, if he is disposed to assume that if there is no hefsek, no stop at all, so then according to everybody, he doesn't have to say the poche, but that's a big chiddush from all the poskim, it doesn't seem like that. So the best thing is not to drink anything walking in the street. So if you want to drink something walking, so only walking indoors, but not walking in the street. Now I'd like to have a short. We left off the Gemara Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph at the end of the Amud. Tanu Rabbanan. Nei Chavure Shor Yerusubim Zikidish Aleim Ayei Mivim Mor Kish Al Yai Vein Merorov Kudush Es Ayei Vishem Dini Merorov Birkas Amos. That's the Girsay that we have, and that's the Rashbam's Girsay. But there's another girl. So this girl says, now, this accords with Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, he has to be mafzik, he has to interrupt the suit. He cannot continue eating. So the price says, now the question arises, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that he has to be mafzik, so why does it say that the first course is Kedushas Hayei and the second course is Birkas HaMozek? Birkas HaMozek, it should be the other way around. So the first course should be Birkas HaMozek, over the first course he should recite Birkas HaMozek, and the second course Kedushas Hayei, because he is mechuyev to interrupt the Sudeh. So the answer is Einoch Nami is mechuyev to interrupt the Sudeh. So he should recite the Birkas HaMozek over the first course. But if it is Shabbos already, so he's not allowed to drink any wine. So he's not allowed to drink any wine before he makes Kiddush. So because of that, in order to be allowed to drink the wine, so he must recite the Kiddush first. He must recite the Kiddush first. Now, suppose he has, let's say, a teenage who will drink the wine, so then he can recite the Birkas HaMozek over the first course, and he'll let the teenage drink the wine. But if he has no teenage, and the godel is not allowed to drink any wine before he recites the Kiddush, so because of that, so he's aiming all of Dushas Hayim on the first course, and then on the second course he says Birkas HaMozek. All right. Now the other girl says that Mevili Keishal Yain veimer all of Birkas HaMozek, and then Sheini aiming all of Dushas Hayim. Why? But the question is, how can he drink? So according to the other girl says he has a heter. Since he is mechuyev to interrupt the Sudeh, so mele he has a head, and it's a mitzvah to be mivorech al hakos. So mele he has a heter to drink from the kos Birkas HaMozek, which constitutes the gemara. So it's a special heter. But according to our girsa, there is no special heter to drink from the kos of Birkas HaMozek. So mele, since he has no special heter, so he has on the first course he has to recite the Kiddush, and on the second course Birkas HaMozek. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisei Meir, Eichel Vehele Chachetachshach. Now let's see the Rashba. Alright, I mean the Rashi also, there is a Rashi. Veimor of Kiddush Hayei, Vemtza Sidrosei, Visheini Miyad. So Rashi also has the girsa that the first one is the Kiddush and the second one Birkas HaMozek. Miyadim al Birkas HaMozek nu mafzik in Gomer Rabbi Yehuda Leil. Umiu hoyu vigi ain askidu isoch lekadish trilo. Loi gasinon rishinim al Birkas HaMozek nishinim al Nishas Hayim. So Rashi rejects the girsay of Rishay name all of Birkhamot. Now the Rashbam also agrees with Rashi. Horegasi. Tomer Rabon. Vehaburo show you misubi mikidish alimaye, mivimiki shoyai, veimor of dishaye, the emptor sedos, vashaini miyad, imrol of Birkhamose, no maps. Did come a beauty. Umiu. So he should be mivoreich on the first course Birkhamose, but then he'll have a problem, he will not be able to drink from it. Miu hoil vigia shaskidu shorch likadishri. Loshinacher kasino, rishinim rolo birkasamoz, because he has to be mapsing the sude. Shainim of kiddishayei, who with his sefer the broches, muchach loshin rishin, the trishin kiddishayei, and shaini birkasamoz. Rabbi Yisei me eichlin vehilchin at shetikim asidosom. Inam, eichlin vehilchin mishetech shach. There is no nafkimine. Just in the Perush HaMileis, but I mean there is no Lachim. Rabbi Yisi, the time of the day, they mafsikim lo. Gomru, Sidoso. Now that is according to Rabbi Yisi. So Gomru, in other words, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, he has to interrupt the suit. So there is no union of Gomru, but according to Rabbi Yisi, he doesn't have to interrupt the suit. So you can continue eating. So then the price proceeds to tell us. So what happens when he finishes the Sude? So then, according to Rabbi, so Gomre, so case Rishay, Mivore Cholov Birkes Amoze, according to Rabbi, Vasheini, Eime Olov, Gdushasayei. Now let's see the Rashba. Gomre said also. So case Rishay, Mivore Birkes Amoze, Rabbi Yisi Gomre. Rebusil, she needs to work with Kadish Miad, and we eat the Sidose, we evolve the Kasamozin, Bahaka, Bahakeni Kadish, Miu in Poras Mapo, the Kidesh. Maybe Rabbi Yisi, the Kosh Shabbat way, Rabbi Yisi says that he is not Mechuyev to interrupt the Sunday. He is not Mechuyev, he can continue eating, but suppose he wants to do it, fine. So, Miu in Poras Mapo, the Kidesh, maybe Rabbi Yisi, the Kosh Shabbat way, because Shmuel said that Peris Mapo Mikadesh, they're that coup from the Dalef at the end of the Om. Now the Gemara has the Kashi. So we say, so Gomre, so Kisrish in the Gori Cholo, Birkes Amos, Vashi, Nomor, Vishes Ayei. So he needs two separate cases. Why can't he say both the Birkes Amozin and the Kiddush on one course? Amai v'nimreinu v'itavaya achode kose. Why does he need two cases? Let him say the Birkes Amozin and the Kiddush on one kosher yad. Omar Avune, Omar Rav Sheishes, einein rim shtei kdushes al keser. Why not? My time, Omar Rav Nachman v'yitzchok, so the Gemara mentions that in Seite Mashkin Shtei Seite Skechot, because in Eisin Shtei Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. Now all the Rishonim point out that it's only Nisan Rabon in Eisin Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. But what's the reason? So Rashi and Teisves in Seite, they both say that the reason is why in Eisin Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas to be Eisin Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. In other words, to make a whole package of mitzvahs, let's say, if he would use the same course on two mitzvahs, on Birkas Amozin and Kiddush. In other words, he makes a whole package deal. So that's awesome. Why? Because it's near all of Kimas. It looks like as if it is a burden upon him, you know. So that's the term that is mentioned by Rashi and Teisves in Seite. Insane. Now, insane. That has some doubt. So Rashi says. Shenire. Tafres om dalek, als je zegt. Shenire, kemisho hojolof limase, umimaya lefarik vasoi. So, and Teisa says, Selekelisam drabonom, mishum dimerza lekimas. Kimas. So, there, what Teisa is, in Megdkotten Tafres, and it's also Tafres. Is Teisves in Megdkotten Tafres on the base, says, gives another term. Vitam Nire, the Udibino, Sheyehelibe Ipono le Mitzvahachas, Velo Yifne Atzme Imen. He should be completely absorbed, involved in one mitzvah. Not because Nire Kemas. That's Teisves. In Midkotten Tafchesem at least. Anyway, it's a Rabban. Alright. So here, because of that, he cannot use the same course for the two mitzvahs, for Birkes Hamozen and Kiddush. The Rashbam here also says, mentioned the same time as Rashi and Teisves and Satan, not like Teisves and Midkotten. Chavilas Chavil, Shnei Kdushes. Vilimrinu, Tabaya Chode Kosi Kiddushayim Birkes Hamozen, the basic point. Alright, now let's see. What Rashbam says here. Vilimrin et avaye achode kise. Kide shayim vechzamozun rabi yisik apolich. Dil rabi yude kim di mafsikin vitzorich hakira shulchon tzorich shnei kises. So, the Rashbam says, and Teisves agrees with Rashbam, that the whole kasha of the Gemara is only alibe de rabi yisik. But alibe de rabi yude, there is no kasha. Now, the Mashor as the Kashi against Rashi, Rashbam, and Teisves. Now the Makshin obviously did not know as yet of the Aloche of Enesi Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. So if he didn't know, so why couldn't the Kashi be directed against Rabbi Yehuda too? I mean, if we didn't know. So the Rashbam says, so Rabbi Yisikopor, Dil Rabbi Yehuda kim di mafsikim vitzorech hakir ha-shulchon, tzorech shnei cases. Now let's see. Shnei cases, Birkes Hamozen, Kirik Dushe, Kikidish Ayim, Tlino, Shnei Mitzves, Chvilas Chavilas, Dimerzo Lekamas. Now let's see the cases. Rishi Nimor Olof, Birkes Hamozen, Lehavsik. That is reference to the ratio of the price, which accords with Rabbi Yud, not the same for the price, which accords with Rabbi Yud. So Rishi Nimor, Birkes Hamozen, Lehavsik. Vashini Mirolov Kidishayim, that's not Rashi's girls, that's the other girls that Rashi rejects. Rashi and Rashbam reject. So Rishna will be a Samos, Lehapsik. Vashini Mirolov Kidishayim, some of Lizzie the Shabbos, Ungir Sezu, Ose Shapi, or the Mashmalil, the Matik, where Rabbi Yude, Bakira Shulchon, Kedim Kiddush, Lifi, Shehoyu. So the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yude, you have to make a Shulchon. Why? Why do you have to make a Shulchon? Since the first thing that you have to do is to be mivore Birkes Hamozen and who you're giving Bakir Shulchon lifnei Birkes Hamozen, so that's why we have to be mafsik Rabbi Yehuda Bakir Shulchon, because that's what the Gemara. As Gemara says, Om Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel and Aloch Alik Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yisrael Pires Mapum Kaddish Eini Vom Rav Chtich Lifei Bar Rav Dima Mashmuel Kishem Shemapsikin Likidush Kach Mapsik Lavdole Mai Mapsikin Lavakir Shulchon. So we see that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's mafzikin. So how is it done? By Akiras HaShulchan. So if we say that the first course is Birkes Hamozen, and before Birkes Hamozen, Yarika B'Shulchan. So that's why it's mafzik, Rabbi Yehuda B'Akiras HaShulchan. So you're giving like a Shulchan to Birkes Hamozen. Avot Tzvorim Digasinon Rishi Neime Rolof Kiddush Hayei Vitayme Shein Yochel Litei Mikins Birkes Hamozen B'Lei Kiddush Koshe minolei liil di mafsikin l'Rabbi Yehuda b'akira shulchon kedem kiddush. Why kedem kiddush? Because maybe after kiddush. So that's no, it doesn't present any kashe. Because even though he first he recites the kiddush, but why does he recite the kiddush first? Because otherwise he'll have a problem. He'll not be able to tame the ayin. But actually he should be mivorel Birkes Hamozen, but then he'll have a problem. So because of that, He first recites the Kiddush. But, and if, so Mimele, since he should be Mivoa Bekazamosim, but he cannot do it, because he will not be able to be tame. So Mimele, whatever he can do, he has to do. So he has to be Eked Shulchan before Kiddush. V'hot iktone b'tisef dibroches. In other words, now this is a kashe against the girse, the trishin imer of Kiddush Hayeh. So v'hot iktone b'tisef dibroches. Eichin sho yimisu b'nitzav o'avais. V'kiddush alein hayeh. Okhu im chashei chole b'samedresh. Chozru, chozru. Then they came back home. U'mozgu lehem as a case. Eimer olof kiddush. Dibur Rabbi Yehuda. U'birches ha'mozul masker klal. But the question is, the question is that Kiddush is the first one. So why does it say Eimer olof kiddush in birches ha'mozul? Is not, it doesn't mention. Hayne mishum the mitchilo osu birkes hamozei kedem yitziosom lasis hefsek bin sudas chilis sudas shabes ukach lama osu akiru bismedresh. So in other words, before they left for the bismedresh, so they already were mivor birkes hamozei. But the question is, so now when they come back, they are mivor echam the kos kedush hayeh. But according to this girl, says so. Rishon imrol of kiddush hayeh. So they did not act kedin when they mivor berkes hamozein before they left for this matter. So we have to say. I mean, no one mentions that. So we have to say that what Eisves means is actually even according to this girl of Rishon imrol of kiddush hayeh. So the proper thing would be that Rishon imrol of berkes hamozein. Why kiddush hayeh? But after calling to Rabbi Yehuda, he has to be mafsik, he has to interrupt the Sude. How does he interrupt the Sude? So, yes, it's Birkes HaMozel. So on the first cause, he should be a Kamozel. But he will not be able to be tamed. So he has no other way. But suppose he has another alternative. Let's say there is a teenage. So then, it's even more proper to recite the Birkes HaMozel of the cursed fishing. So Mimele, that is after, has reference to a case where there is a tinake. So Mimele, before they left for the Bismedresh, so they recited the Birkes HaMozen, and the tinake drank from it. Now they're coming back, so he says the Kiddush on the second one. V'neimre li tavaya achat kosem. So Teisha says the same thing as the Rashba. L'rabi Yisipor, kim di tavaya asu de Shabbos kosem, the parish is Leil, the Achsude, the Lissuda Shabbos. Havumima, now Teisve said, we learned that, I mean, before Pesach. So Teisve says that even according to Rabbi Yezi, that his gamer should also, so he doesn't have to interrupt the Sude that he started Beit Yain, so he can finish the Sude. And then, after he finishes the sealed Sude, so He says Kiddush. But he doesn't have. So one would be induced to assume that according to Rabbi Yisi, that he finishes the Suda Schayil. So, and then after he finishes the Suda, he makes Kiddush. So after Kiddush, he will have to wash again and eat a new Suda in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos. So Teisa says there now. Even according to Rabbi Yisi, that he's given a Suda, say that he started, me pay the aid. So they started in Beit Yain, so he doesn't have to eat another Suda. He's Mikayim the Suda Shabbos with the Suda that he started in Yisachel, even though he doesn't say Kiddush in the middle of the Suda and then eat after the Kiddush. But he finishes the Suda, which started Bichel, so he finishes Dan Shabbos, and after that he's Mipor Berkes HaMozen, and then he's Kiddush. Then he's Kiddush. So the question is, I mean, that's what Teisa says at the beginning of our Pesach. That we learned before Pesach. So now the question is, first, two things. First of all, there is a mitzvah of eating Yisud HaShabbos Friday night. Now, since he did not make Kiddush, so he, and that Suda started as Yisud HaShabbos, so Mimele, he it is Isudas Chayuk, so it's not Isudas Shabbos. How will we fulfill the mitzvah of reading Isudas Shabbos? And then there is Aloche of Inkidi Shalom Mokim Sude. So how, according to Rabbi Yisi, that he finishes the Sude, and then he says Kiddush. And then he says Kiddush, so Mumele, and there is no Sude after the Kiddush. So how will it be Yitzel the Kiddush? It's in Kiddush Shalom Mokim Sude. So obviously, we see from the Yitzvahs that it is considered Kiddush Mokim Sude. Why? Because he finishes the Sude on Shabbos. Even though he makes the Kiddush after the Sude, so it's considered Kiddush Mokim Sude. Now, if it's considered Kiddush Mokim Sude, so obviously, the other half of the Sude that is coming after it became dark, so has a Halei Shem Suda Shabbos. Even though he does not make Kiddush, and he will make the Kiddush after the Sude, but it still has a Halei Shem Suda Shabbos. Why? Because it is Shabbos. It is Shabbos. So Mimele, so whatever he eats is considered his. Given the birkas, hamozei nasu deschil v'kiddush al suda habo in leima shneiem al kisechot. In leima shneiem al kisechot. So the whole kasha is two. So in other words, two that the Gemara that have the machshin didn't know of the aloche of eneisi mitzvah schulas chavilas, but he's only raised this question in regard to Rabbi Yisi. But according to Rabbi Yude, he didn't direct his question. Why not? Because according to Rabbi Yude, so he has to interrupt the Sude. Kim de birkas hamozei asuda schev v'kiddush al suda habo en leima shneiem al kisechot. No, the Bashos kasha is, but since the Makshin didn't know of an Esmith of Lesbiles, so what if Birkas Amozin Asura Schail Vikidush al Suda Abo? But there is no aloche. The Makshin assumed there is no aloche of an Esmith of Lesbiles. That's the kasha of the Bashos. But it's not. It's not a kasha. Because the Pshat and Teisves is, and the Rashbam says the same thing. The Pshat and Teisves is that Birkas Amozin, that Birkas HaMozein is not just a mitzvah to be mivoy Birkas HaMozein. Birkas HaMozein constitutes the gemar of the Sude. In other words, when a Jew cannot eat just like the same way as a goy eats. A goy eats, so he eats as much as he eats, and then he gets through eating. But a Jew, when he eats, so he has to be game of the Sude by being mivor Birkas HaMozein. So al pidin the Birkas HaMozein, it constitutes the gmar of the Sude. And if he didn't, sometimes it happens, a person ate, he finished eating, he didn't eat anything else, but he didn't bench yet. So then it's considered that the Sude was not finished. Even though the reason as to why he didn't bench yet is not because he still intended to eat more and more. For other reasons, he wasn't able to bench. But if he didn't bench yet, so that means the Sude was not finished. But he didn't eat anything. So when one is engaged in the Sude, does it mean that every minute he is engaged in biting food? So there are certain moments in the midst of the Sude that he's not engaged in biting food. So Mimele, until he's Mivorah Birkas HaMozein, so the Sude isn't finished. The Sude isn't finished. What marks the Gemara Sude, the Birkas HaMozein? The Birkas HaMozein. So Mimele, according to Rabbi Yisi, so since the Gemara the Havamine, the Makshin didn't know of any Mitzvah Chulas Chavilas, and with the same Sude, so the same Sude So he can be a tzedek. In other words, the whatever he eats in the same Suda, he is Yetzes mitzvah of Suda Shabbos. So Memele, the Gemara asked, why shouldn't he use the same course for Birkas Hamazon and for Kiddush? So the Gemara, the Teretz, and his mitzvah of Shabbos. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, even without Aruch of his mitzvah of Shabbos, given the Birkas Hamazon as Suda Shabbos, since the Birkas Hamazon is Asur Eschel and Kiddush is also the Abo, so there is Aloche of in Kiddush on Mokim Sude. So in other words, so the Kiddush goes hand in hand with the Sude. So in other words, the Kiddush introduces the Sude Shabbos. That's the Pshat in the Aloche of in Kiddush on Mokim Sude. That the Kiddush is the beginning of Sude Shabbos. Is the beginning of the Sude. So in other words, the beginning of the Sude does not come. So, on one hand, it would be the cause over the Suda Shabbos, because Birkas Hamazon is in itself the last step of the Suda. And what kind of a Suda is it, according to Rabbi Yehuda? It's not a Suda Shabbos, it's a Suda Shabbos. So, if you will use the same cause without recourse to the Aloche of Eneis Mitzvah Chilas Chaviles, so he couldn't use the same cause for Birkas Hamazon and for Kiddush. Because on one hand, the Birkas Hamazon marks the Gmar of Isude. What kind of Isude? Suda Shabbos. On the other hand, the cause is Kiddush. Kiddush marks the beginning of Suda Shabbos. So it's a Sfira Minei Ubei. How could one cause be a cause over the beginning of Suda Shabbos and also over the end of Suda Shabbos? That's a Tarta Disasre. So Memele, without the Aloche of an Eise Mitzvah Chilas Chaviles, so he couldn't use the same course. But the Gemara's Kashi is according to Rabbi Eise. So according to Rabbi Eise, Teitz has pointed out at the beginning of Arbe Psochim, when he finishes the Suda, without making Kiddush, so he fulfills Suda Shabbos. So that means that the latter half of the Suda, in other words, the Suda consists of two parts. Whatever he eats before it becomes dark, so that is Suda Shabbos, and whatever he eats after it becomes dark, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is Suda Shabbos. So Memele, the Birkas Hamazon marks a Suda marks a marks the end of his Sude, but that Sude also has the Chalil Shem of Sude Shabbos. So there is no stira. There is no stira. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is a stira. So without Aloche of Neis Mitzchus Chavilas, he couldn't use the same cause. This is what Tesis means. Abu Rabbi Yehuda Porich, given the Birkas Abos Nasud Eschei, the Kiddush Al Sude Abo, in Lima Shneim Al Keser. Sheneim Rim Shtei Kedushes Al Keser. ויש שני עדים בחופה מטעם זה של אלימה שבע ברוכס על קינסברג סמוס אלו now he's talking of the שבע ברוכס after the benching so של אלימה שבע ברוכס על קינסברג סמוס אלו מבין קיסחת ומבורכים על השני בין הפרי הגופן כיוון שכבר בירך על קינסברג סמוס So in other words, so one course over one course, so the Birkas HaMozin is recited, and over that course that the Birkas HaMozin is recited, so he says Bere Priya Gefen, and then over the other course the Sheva Brachas are recited. Why can't he use the same course? Because of an Isi Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavos. That's one Shittes Rishon. Ach Rabbi Meshulem Hoyei Meir Hakel al koi sechot de lo idome li birchas amoze mi kiddush di tchei milani ki da amrilam bisomu abo hoche chode milsei di birchas amoze geirem li birchas nisui birchas nisui so Rabbi Mishule now so the machlik is between the first loshen in Teisves the first loshen in Teisves And Rabbi Mishulem is only in regard to the Sheva Broches that you recite after the benching. It's not in regard to the Sheva Broches that you recite on the Chuppah. Then Tesis discusses further, you see. So in other words, so the first motion in Tesis holds that even the Sheva Broches that are recited after the benching, so we also require a separate course. Because it's two separate mitzvahs. One is Birkas HaMozon and one is Sheva Brachas. Sheva Brachas. Rabbi Mishulam says, true, it's a separate mitzvah, but the Birkas HaMozon is the Mechayev. It's the Sheva Brachas. After Birkas HaMozon are a concomitant of the Birkas HaMozon. In other words, so whenever you are mivorei Birkas HaMozon b'beis choson, so you have to say Sheva Brachas. So it's a separate mitzvah, but it's the separate mitzvah is a concomitant of Birkas HaMozon. You couldn't say the Sheva Brachas without Birkas HaMozon. So mimele, it's not two separate kedushas. And the first lashon is also no, but it's a separate. It's a concomitant, but it's a separate. Kiyum of reciting Sheva Broches. So Mimele da Aloche of in Imdin Shtei Kedushes Al Kisecho de Prof. Now, that's in regard to the Machlekes Rishenim, is in regard to the Sheva Broches after the benching. But, as far as the Sheva Broches under the Chuppah are concerned, so both Rishenim and Teisves agree that they need two cases. Ubir Kaseiras and Benisui, no agulei ma'ar al shtei cases. Vitayne de regilim ze veloi ze. Kidiko ma bichsubes. Mivorchim birkas eiresen bidei seiresen. U birkas chasanim beis chasan. Vei di no agulikreis. Ksube bintay. Vi habe hefsek. U ritach mischabni. U ritach tzorich beis cases. So Tesis mentions two reasons as to why, I mean, even according those Rishenim who say that the Birkas HaMozon after the benching, so do not require a separate cause, because one goes hand in hand with the other. So maybe we could say that the Birkas Eiras and the Sheva Brachas under the Chuppah, they also go together. So Mimele, they shouldn't require two cases. So he says they do require two cases. Why? Because the time of the regilim zebeloi ze, ki de oma biksuves, mi vorchim Birkas Eiras and the Beis Eiras and Birkas Chasanim Beis Chasanim. Swami, they don't go together. They don't go together. Now, because with us, they go together. Why? Because our practice is that the Eiras and Nisuin are together. So Mimele, the Shema Broches is recited under the Chuppah. But let's say, in the Eiras of Sheni, when there was a considerable interval between the Eiras and the Nisuin, so when the Chosn was Mikadesh the Kale, so you only recited the Birkas Eiras, the Shema Broches not. The Shema Broches not. When was the Shema Broches recited together with the Nisuin? So it's just an accident that we have the two together. So Mimele, one cannot be considered as a concomitant of the other. So Mimele, even according to Rabbi Mishulam, so they require two separate cases. Now, this is one reason. And then Tesis mentions another reason. They did not argue with grace. We have a hefsek, uvikach mischavnim. It's mashma from the states and from other rishonim that was the primary reason as to why we read ksuvim. In order to have a hefsek, in order to have a hefsek. So since you have a hefsek, so maybe we require two cases. So in other words, if not for the hefsek. So according to the second washing case, it's mashma, that if there hadn't been the hefsek of the kriyas aksuve, so then we wouldn't require two cases. And according to Rabbi Mishulam, one cause should be used, except that there is a hefsek. But after all, without the hefsek, after all, it's the gilim zebel ezek, mi bochim birkas eresen beis eresen, u birkas chasanim di beis chasanim. So the answer is this, because the Gemara in Ksuvah says, true that mi bochim birkas eresen di beis eresen, u birkas chasanim di beis chasanim, but it doesn't mean that the whole purpose of the Sheva Broches is only if there is nisuin. And if there is no nisuin, so then there is no Shema Broches. The Gemara says in Ksuves, now the Mineg in Yehude was that now Bisman Chazal, so there was a considerable interval between the Eiras and the Nisuin. But so in Yehude the practice was that the Chosn was Misyachit with the Kale after the Eiras. And in Golil, so the Chosn until the Nisuin was not Misyachid with the Kale. So because of that, so the Gemara says in Ksubes that in Yehude, on account of the Yichud that took place between the Chosn and the Kale, so they had, together with the Eresen, so they had Sheva Broches. Because there is Aloche of Kalov Lebrocho Asur Lebailo Kenido. So, in other words, so Asur Lebailo Kenido. So mainly if Asur Lebailo Kenido, that means that he's also a Yichud. So, a Baal B'ish Denido is Muter B'Yichud because of Suga B'Shishanim, but that's only after Bilas Mitzvah. But before Bilas Mitzvah, so a Baal B'ish Denido is also a B'Yichud. And since Kalob Lebrocho is Asur Lebailo Kenido, so before the Sheva Broches are recited, so the Oos is also to be Misyachet with the Kalob. If Sheva Broches are recited, so even though there is no, the Nisuin did not take place as yet Bisman Chazal, but he was Mutal Nisyachet, only be Isoser, even be, until Nisuin. But as far as Yichud is concerned, so even if she's not in Nisuin to him, so he's Mutal Yichud. But it requires the Sheva Broches as it night to the Heta Yichud. So Mimele, that means that the Sheva Broches is not a mere concomitant of Nisuin. It's a concomitant of Eresen also. In other words, but if he doesn't want to be Misyachet with Aruseh, so then it's not necessary. But if he wants to be Misyachet with that, who's saying even though the Nisuin will take place, you'd waste Chedesh later, so then he must say the Sheva Brachas. So Mela, that makes the Sheva Brachas a concomitant of the Eresen too. So Mela, since it is a concomitant of the Eresen, so according to Rabbi Mishulem, so it shouldn't require two cases. So Tesis says, even according to Rabbi Mishulem, so it requires two cases because of the Hefzik. Good. All right. So the more has the kasha below it. In other words, is it so that a Nesi mitzvahs chavilas, v'atanye hanichnas lebeisei b'mitzvahi Shabbos, mivorech alayayim, v'alamoyim, v'yalapsomim. In other words, so that's how we live in the Bishamai. So the Moyer, the Bir Mirreish, the Broch of Mirreish, precedes the Broch of Psomim. Now we pass like the Silel, so the Broch of Psomim precedes the Broch of Mirreish. Alright. So Mivorech Layayim, Vala Moyer, Vala Psomim. Vakach Imir, Havdor Lakis. Vakach Imir, Havdor Lakis. In other words, so that is reference to the case. To the case where he has more than one course. So Mele has no problem. So then he recites the Abdullah. So he recites the Abdullah. And after that, Allah course. And then after that he eats. And then he's before Birkas Hamozen. And then he uses another course for Birkas Hamozen. But suppose he has only one course. So if he will use the cup, he will use the course for the Abdullah. So he will not have a course for Birkas Hamozen, and it's a mitzvah to have there is a mitzvah kiyumis of being before Birkas Hamozen ala kos too. So then if he mainly ala kos echot, so then he can eat, and then after the eating, after he gets through eating, so then he'll be before Birkas Hamozen, and he'll say Abdullah on the same course. In order to have the kiyum mitzvah of Birkas Hamozen, of course, it's an inyan. So it's a mitzvah kiyumis. So the main like isechot manich lachaz mozein umishal shalom kulon lach. So we see that if he has only one course, then he's allowed to eat before Abdullah. And then he uses the same course for Birkas Hamozen and Abdullah, but in Eisim Mitzvahs Chavilas. In Eisim Mitzvahs Chavilas. So the Gemara gives the Teretz Ein Lishav. Here the Braise deals with the case, or he has only one course. So there is it. In other words, since the whole halacha of Eisim Mitzvahs Chavilas is the Rabbanon, the Kemase, or Sheili Bikponu, for the mitzvah, some melee, in case of Eile, so there is no iser of inesim mitzvah chavilas chavilas. But the question is, the ka'arale my ka'arale, I mean, how is it that the makshin, I mean, the price is, spells out the case of Eile yale case echot. So the makshin shouldn't even have asked that kashe. I mean, why is it that the makshin asked that kashe? I mean, didn't the Makshin know what the Braise says in so many words? The Meili Yalaki Sechot Manich Lach Hamozim Shalshlin Kulon Lach Leachop Kilachop. So the Braise says in so many words that it's only Meili. So what was the Kasha of the Gemara? So we have to say that the Kasha of the Gemara was if true that the Braise mentions Ein Li Yalaki Sechot, but that's for a different reason. The price says Eile Kisechot. Not because if Yeshle Shnei cases, so then because of an Eisim Tzitzkoles Chavilas. So the Makshnes Yom Monefshech, if there is a Halochi of an Eisim Mitzvahs Chavilas, so then it shouldn't make a difference whether he has two cases available or he has one course. There is a deen of an Eisim Mitzvahs Chavilas. So obvious. So the Makshin deduce from this price that there is no iser of an Eisim Mitzvahs Of an insi mitzvah is chavilas. But, so why does the price say, v'meimle elekei sechot? No, the answer is, there is another question, Titzves discusses that. I mean, how is he allowed? He says, v'meimle elekei sechot manich lach ramos. So in other words, what does it mean? So in the meantime, first he eats. And when does he make Abdullah? After he gets through eating. And then he uses the same course with Abdullah and the Birkas HaMozen. But in the meantime, he's not supposed to eat before he makes Abdullah. He's not supposed to eat before he makes Abdullah. So Mimele, if he has two cases, so because of the Yisrael of eating before Abdullah, so Mimele, so he says Abdullah on one course, and then he eats, and then he recited the Birkas HaMozen over another course. Not because of the Eis Mitzvah Chavilas Chavilas, but because of the Yisrael of eating before Abdullah. So that's why, that's the reason as to why the price says, V'meinu yelakei sechot manich lacha HaMozen, u'mishal shalom kulon lacha. Not because, if yesh lein shnei cases, so because of an Eis Mitzvah Chavilas, not because of an Eis Mitzvah Chavilas, as far as an Eis Mitzvah Chavilas, it wouldn't make any difference. That's what the Makshin is saying. But because of the Yisrael of eating before Abdullah. So then the Gemara says, gives a teretz, no. Eilin Shani. In other words, if Yishlei, so he couldn't do it also because of the Tam of an Eis Mitzvah Chavilas. But since it's Eilin, so Mimele is allowed. He's allowed. Fine. Now, so the Gemara has the kashe. V'yontef shechali esachar haShabbos, the Yisrael. Yontef shechali esachar haShabbos, the Yisrael. So, the Rashbam says, Kosal kedai toch v'yontef ovishin shel Pesach shechali esachar haShabbos askinu. The Israel case is Arbe, the Talil, at long should be Israel, lo yifres lo ima ava cases. Vi oma rav yakna, al makirish va avdola al kisechot mozaoma. So the Makshin assumed that it has reference to Yom Tevorishin shel Pesach. Yom Tevorishin shel Pesach, so the poorest person, so is accommodated with as much wine as he needs. So Mimele is certainly, so every Jew is Yeishlei. So Mimele, and still it says, V'yomarav Yaknia, Yayin Kiddush, Neir Havdole. So he uses one course for Kiddush and Havdole, but in his mitzvah Schiles Chaviles, and the Makshin assumed that Kiddush and Havdole are also Shteik Dushis. Kiddush and Havdole are Shteik Dushis. V'yomarav Yayin Kiddush, Neir Havdole. So we see that it's all right to say shtei kedushas al kisecho. Amre midlo yom hazman. In other words, since Rav doesn't mention zman, he doesn't say yakneharz. He says yakneha yain kibishne ravdole. And zman he doesn't mention shechionu. So obviously he does not have reference to a mitzvah Shabbos that is the first night of Pesach. But the chol the bishvin shall pesach askinon. The chol may dehav leyochile, the lesle. And so we are dealing with a case where he has only one course. So mele tele. So that's why he says kiddush and abdole over one course. But in Achname, so far we can more assume that if he has more than one course, so he has to say the kiddush on one course, and the abdole he has to say over another course. Voyom tefrishen di isle. Voyom arabaye yayin kiddush nei rabdol esman. So, yayin kiddush nei rabdol esman. So that word say, that's reference to Yom Tevrishen. That is reference to Yom Tevrishen. Because there is man. Let's say, Achen shel Pesach, So, Achin Shal Pesach, there is no Zman, there is no Shechayon. Tezus Kashi is, maybe there's reference to Shemini Atzeres. So there is Zman. Alright. Voyom Tefrishen Dihisle, Vyomar Avaye, Yan Kidu Shnei Ravdole, Yan Kidu Shnei Ravdole, Yan Kidu Shnei Ravdole, Yan Kidu Zman, Nei Ravdole, Vyomar, Yan Kidu Shnei Ravdole Zman. So, and that is, so Zman is mentioned. So it must have reference to the first night of Pesach, and still he uses in the first night of Pesach everyone is an Oshir, because Afiloni Shebe Yisroel, so he's accommodated with as much wine as he needs. So Mimele, and still he uses one course, but in English the Kiddush is Al Kisechot. Elo Abdole the Kiddush for the Milzi, the Samozim the Kiddush, 3 million. Because I'm Muslim, Kiddush, 3 million. So in other words, so that's not two kiddushes. Now, according to the Rambam, we understand very well as to why Havdolah and Kiddush is Chol Milse. Because according to the Rambam, they are both Nichlal in one mitzvah. In one mitzvah. I mean, that is Midraise. So we have to be Mikadish Bechnisosei, that's Kiddush, and Mikadish Bechnisosei. That's Abdullah. But even if we say that Abdullah is Rabbonon, but mid Rabbonon it's one mitzvah. There is no chiyuv of Abdullah altogether. There is only chiyuv to be mikadosh bechnisosei. Bitziyosei, there is no chiyuv. Even though the mechilta mentions only of bechnisosei, bitziyosei minayin Talmud Leim Azocher. So the Amen Rishenim will say that's nasmach. So the chiyuv the raise is only bichnisosei, not bitziyosei. So that's with the raise according to this Rishenim. But with the rabbonon, it's nichlal in the same mitzvah. The same mitzvah. So mele the iser of shtei kedushas al kisechot doesn't apply. But bichas hamozim kiddush 3 million. All right, now let's see. Voyom tefrishen the isle that one should be sold in other cases. Kiddush v'abdol echod in milsim. Tavai yushin dushas yom tevninu uvabdol atzmo hu maskin dushas yei yom te de amabdu l'kiddush l'kiddush mivorek. Alright, now, the thesis. Meis hanichnas lebeisei b'mitzoy shabbos av motzal mifra masnissin del dvor d'maisi b'somuch b'sham ayem rinei romozei u'psomim v'abdolei u'psomim v'abdolei. So the Mishnah says that Elaporich mepraise mishnu boyel mishnu yehin lishane kitone mepraise yehin lekisecho viderech hashas lehakshis mimokim shemeitzei litaris mipshitus min manich elachar amos hikshu harav rabis eich yeichal kedem abdor amrino likamon osho liodom sheyitim klum kedem sheyavdi. So how is he allowed to eat? The price says that if it's that he may lay a loke sechot. So manich lachamos, and that means in the meantime he eats. But how is he allowed to eat before Abdullah? Amrino likamono so leodom sheyitem klum kirim sheyav. Ve'amei mar name bastoves. So the Gemara tells us that amei mar, so he didn't have wine mitzvah Shabbos. So he stayed without eating till Sunday morning, and we didn't eat a thing mitzvah Shabbos because he couldn't make Abdullah al akos on mitzvah Shabbos. So we see from that Gemara that even if it involves a slight hardship, let's say he has no yayin, so he's not supposed to eat anything the whole mitzvah Shabbos. And go to sleep without eating, in order not to eat, but not to eat without Abdullah, before Abdullah. So how can he be meniach b'chamas? V'tireit, so Rav Nissim said, Yehochem ma'ire, kishochem v'diei, atshech hashech. So he says that here it has reference, the price has reference to a case. It is reference to a case where it was Eichon B'Diri Matshech HaShechel. ואף על גב די מפסיקים לעבדו ולשמוע וכל שכן לרב יהודה די מחמיר תווי והר פרייסה מוכר לי בסומוך כבישמה יבלו בדרב יהודה because there is a machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda whether according to Bishamai so it's near v'hakach psomim or psomim v'hakach near so it's applied according to Rav Yehuda hodi koma manichi l'achar amosei loy shemut alechem loy shemut alechem elo keleima kishiyapsik sigosei v'blakas amosei ozia v'koshe דבושי נניח לסל ביצי משמע שלא יצגו לאכל בידי so it's משמע that he starts eating now not that he started to eat in bidei so how is he allowed to start eating now b'mitzoi Shabbos before Abdole just because he doesn't have more than one course of yai ואי היקשומר הרב ביחיר דליקמון אמרין על הר פרייסה שמע בינו תואר מבדיר ולפירוש רבי ניסי דמייר מבוך על מיגי אין לי חייכו because it is אוכל מבדיים so it's not the case of תואר אלו יש לנה דיבדאי וחינום אין לי לאכל כדמר כל אבל כשאין לי אלו כיסחות יזמות הלכל כדם אבדולה כדי לעשה יסלה כלי יסביר כסמו הזה so the חכום אם הוא אמרתי where he has only כיסחות so then the חכום אם הוא אמרתי him to eat כדם אבדול ויסלי ויום הרב יאים כאילו שני רבדול פירש בקונטרס, ניסל כדאי טוב, יום תפשור וישן של פסח מהר. ויש לגי זה סטובה, כדיתנה, ויפרס לו עם דלת קייסס. So even if he's poor, so he'll get it from the קופס דוקי. ויקושה אדו כל דלת קייסס, צריך כל חד למילצה. So there is a חיוב to drink each and every one of the four cases. So true that he has at least four cases. I mean, what did the Mishnah say about Lo Yishev Yisrael Lo Yifras Lo Mava cases? So Lo Yifras Lo Mava cases doesn't say Lo Yifras Lo Mechamisha cases, only Mava cases. So the question is, so maybe he deals with the noni, but he got four cases from the Zdoke, but he didn't get a fifth cause. So Mimele. So mainly it's anyway. So that's why he's mechuyev to recite the Kiddush and the Avdolah over one course. But we are dealing with one who is anyway, an extra course. He has four cases, but he's mechuyev to drink all the four cases. Some of the Polach Yaknahaz, Leime, so how do we know that it is reference to the first night of Pesach, maybe it has reference. Why? Because it says Zman. And Achen Shal Pesach, so there is no Shechayonu, but maybe there is reference to Shmini Atzeres. Leimi Shmini Shal Chagmaire, Dike Zman, Veyochel Vishosa Koma Dehavale. Vei Veyochel Koma Dehavale, Lo Shnachile, Lo Yom Askra Keises. Why do they mention here about Achile? Vikach Nira Liforeish, Di Biyon Tefrishen, Mistome Odo Meichin Harve. Uvi Shmini Shal Chag Namen, שהוא רגל בפני עצמי רגיל לא אוכל הרבה. Not as the Rashbam explains it. Because the Saltaitach was that it is referenced to the tradition of Pesach, and then, so he gets all the wine that he needs from the Kupesh of Zdok. No, but because Yom Tefrishin, a person, even a noni, prepares. And Shmini Shal Chag, so he also prepares a lot. שהוא רגע מפני עצמם כי הוא לא חן הרבה כי אתנן בעל הפוקים שונו צורך הטבח לידיה אם הוא מחר אותי לשחי וחושי יון תפרחן של חק so we see that the דרך was בזמן חזל that they prepared a lot so mainly it is presumed that they had enough wine even a poor man without the aloche that the kupa של צדוקו has to give him so normally everyone had enough wine all right Gufi. Yom Tev Shechal Lies Acher HaShabbos. Rav Omar, Yayin Kiddush Nei Rav Dov. Yayin Kiddush Nei Rav Dov. Now, so here we're not dealing with a case where he has to say Shechayom. So the Zion is not mentioned altogether. So, but it's Yom Tev Shechal Lies Acher HaShabbos. So Rav says, first he says the Birz Yayin, then he says Kiddush, then the Nebir Meireish, then Avdov. Ushmuel Omar Yanak. Shmuel says, Yayin Neir Avdov Kiddush. Rabbi Omar Yanak. See, Yayin Avdov Neir Kiddush, Leiv Omar Kiddush Neir Yayin Avdov. V'Rabbonen Amre, Kiddush Yayin Neir Avdov, Mabed Rabbino Omar, Neir Kiddush Yayin Avdov. Mose Omar Mishmei Rabbi Yehuda, Neir Yayin Avdov Kiddush. So, Sholach le'avui l'shmuel l'rabbi ilandeinu rabbeinu seder avdol eseich Sholach le'kach omar rabbi shmuel b'rabbi eisi shor v'shemovi shor v'shem v'shem v'chananye ne'er avdol yayin kiddush omar rab chanine moshel dire b'yishu v'chanani. So in other words, the avdol precedes the kiddush. Why does the avdol precede the kiddush? Why does the Avdol precede the Kiddush? After all, I mean, the Kiddush should be considered, should take precedence over the Avdol. So Moshe Rabbi Yishuv Bechananye Limelech Sheyeitze V'Afarches Nichnas Milavnes HaMelech V'Haken Yerchitzin V'Kras Afarches. Suppose you have to welcome, you have to give a reception, two individuals. I mean, one is a Melech and one is a Prime Minister. So naturally, I mean, the reception for the Melech so takes precedence over the reception for the Prime Minister. So now the Havdalah is because of Shabbos. Shabbos, the Kedushas HaShabbos is more. The Kiddush is because of Yom Tov. So the Kedushas HaShabbos is more than the Kedushas Yom Tov. So the Melech, the Havdalah is to be Milavi the Shabbos. It's like a Melech. So Milavi is a Melech, but I can't eat till Kazachar. Maya Balo, Abaye, Omar Yayin Kiddush, Zman Neir Avdol. Virov Omar Yayin Kiddush Neir Avdol Zman. Virov Hase Kirov. So it's Yayin Kiddush Neir Avdol Zman. So, Ravune, Ba Yehude Yikla Le Birovi, Aisur Li Kamei Moye Upsomi, Borich Rove Upsomi Bereshe, Virodera Moye. אמר לי ובין בשמי ובין בסילל מויה בראשי ועוד הרב סומן ומאי דתנם בשמי עם נאיר ומוזי עם סומן ועבדולי ובסילל עם נאיר ופסומן ומוזי ועבדולי עונה רובה בשרי ומזוד עם רב מאיר אבל רב יהודה עם מאיר לא נחלקו בשמי בסילל על המוזי שבתחילו ועל עבדולי שהוא בסוף על מה נחלקו על המויה והפסומן משם הם רימויה והקים סומין ובסילה הם פסון והקים מויה. So it's a מחלק, so according to Rav Yehuda, it's a מחלק between משם ובסילה, so maybe the Allah is like בסילה, the פסון והקים מויה. And we pass like Rav Yehuda, it's a מחלק between משם ובסילה, that question. So maybe we have to pass like בסילה. ויום רבי יחנן, נו אגום כבסילה, ואלי ברבי. Now let's see the חשבן, there's a very long חשבן. גוף. It's a מחלק based on this. גוף. יום טב שחלי איזה השבס צורך להבדיל ולקדש ומשמע שאילו היום יום טב לא יחיל כאן המורוי נלול אלא כול על ממידה יין מויה ועבדו ואשתה די כקדוש הסייק. So if it hasn't been יום טב, so then everybody is made that it's יין מויה ועבדו ואשתה די כקדוש הסייק. So please ופיכך צורך ליתן טעם לכל דברי ולאימא שהקידוש, so in other words, if it hadn't been Yom Tov, it would have been an ordinary Avdolei of Mitzvah Shabbos, so then all the Amoroim would agree that it's Yayin Moya Vavdo ואשתי בקידוש הסייה פלי ופיכוך צורך ליתן טעם לכל דברי ולאימא שהקידוש גרם נשען לססית המחמיש הרוב. So in other words, so because we have two things, we have Avdol and Kiddush, so the Seder is not the same as it is on an ordinary Mitzvah Shabbos. So what's the Seder? So Rav Omar Yakniha, Yayin Kiddush Ner Avdol. In other words, that Kiddush precedes Abdol. Why? Svirali Kiddush Hayayim Abdifim Abdol. That takes precedence. That takes precedence. Now, why does it take precedence? So if we say, like the Rishayim, that Kiddush is the Rais and Abdol is only the Rabbanon, so we can understand very well as to why Kiddush takes precedence over Abdol. But even according to the Rambam, that Abdol is also Midraise, but still, Kiddush takes precedence. Why? Because once you say Kiddush, so because the Kiddush introduces the Shabbos, it brings in the Shabbos. So I mean, the Kiddush, as I said before, marks the beginning of the Shabbos. To the Shabbos. So that's why it has a preference over Abdol. So, Kiddush Hayayim Abdivim Abdol, Iname, Dichim Abdol Bereishe, another reason as to why Kiddush takes precedence of Abdol. Because if he would be Abdol first, so Merze, the Abdol Kiddush Hayayim Kimas, Ulfichoch, Yayin, Kedem Bikiddush, Kibisila, Nitodosh and Nitodosh Kedem, Veachar HaKiddush, and then, so in other words, so that's why, so he says Yakneha. So the Rashbam explains why Yakneha. So first he explains why the Kuv is before the Hay. Because this has precedence over and above the Abdol, and the Kiddush has precedence over the Abdol. Then, now he's trying to explain, why do we say that the Birkas Beirei Pri HaGefen precedes the Broch of Kiddush? So that's because Todav Sheni Todav Kedem, like Bisilo, Ufichoch Yayin Kedem Kiddush Ki Bisilo, Todav Sheni Todav Kedem, because there is a Machlege Bisham Bisilo. Whenever you make Kiddush Friday night, so according to Bishama, you have to say the Birkas Kiddush first, the Shikshon Teisof, and then the Birk, the Broch of Birk Priyagev, and that's according to Bishama, according to Bishila, also he's saying the Broch of Birk Priyagev first, and then the Broch Shom Tzeis Otzer, of Kiddush Hayim, Tosh Yen Tole Tole Keid, Ve'achar HaKiddush, Neir Ve'Avdol, Yishom Yitzei Shabbos, Sha'anei HaKidem Avdol, that's Rapsta. But what does Shmuel say? Yanehak, Yayin Neir, Avdol HaKiddush, so that means that Havdolah comes before Kiddush. What the time? Shmuel Tzvirlei Havdolah came to Kiddush. He did four times to come in. Moshe Rabbi Yishivu Yishivu Chanani. The more Adol Adahim Elim Melech Shios of Alfarchas Nichles Elah Misa Melech. HaShabbos El Havdil Vahakim Yitzin Kras Alfarchas Likras Yom Tefrikach Val Misa Shmuel Tzvirlei Chanani. I as far as Kiddush Hayim Bechnisose of Shabbos and the Kiddush Hayim Bitziyosi of Shabbos is concerned. So the Kiddush Hayim Bichnisosi takes preference. But here, it's not a question of Kiddush Hayim Bichnisosi of Shabbos and Bitziyosi of Shabbos. It's a question of Kiddush Hayim of Yontev Bichnisosi and Kiddush Hayim of Shabbos Bitziyosi. That's like a melech. Vigabi Isa. Now, mix the Shmuel Omer the Belly Borch Yoshal Yosh Borch Hanine Omer Yai Neir Abdol Kiddush Vyoser Av Hanine Ki Shmuel Tom Hanine Bishim Shmuel Moshe Lo Melech Yitzei Bishim Pun Nichmas Milav Nesamela Laki Machnis Esa Shilut Hilu Kach Yai Tchilo Vahakein Moya Vahakein Abdol Vichiv Nda Abdol Kiddush Kiddush Yase Kotsider Abdol Kiddush Mitzvah Yishabiz Da Alme. So the main point of Shmuel is that Abdol comes before Kiddush. Once Havdolah before Kiddush, so everything in the Havdolah is recited in accordance with the order of Havdolah, like every other Mitzvah Shabbos. So first he recites the Havdolah, like every other Mitzvah Shabbos, and then he says Kiddush. Tchim the Havdolah came to Kiddush, he has to consider Havdolah, the Mitzvah Shabbos, the Alme, v'akein Kaddush. Umash in Yisnim, hamroim simen l'psomim. How is it they don't mention anything about psomim? Psomim. לפי שהם מבורכים על הפסומים ביונטב שהרי גם ביונטב יש לנו לשנו משום יסייר כשאב. So in other words, the reason is why מצוי שבא שחלי is ביונטב. So everything is mentioned except the ברוך and פסומים. That's not mentioned. So So the Rashbam Shiti is there is no Brocha Amsomim. Mitzoy Shabbos that happens to be no. Why? Because what's the reason? So here's the Rashbam's Tam for Psomim. Why is the reason that we are Mivrocha Amsomim? Now, the Brocha Amsomim is not limited to Mitzoy Shabbos. Whenever you are learning Miriach Teiv, and if you enjoy greatly the fragrance of the Riach, so you say Brocha Amsomim, it's a Birkas Hananim Psomim. But the Chachomim, Wamisakei, it's mashma from some that the Chachomim were only manigia, it's a minik Chachomim. It's not a takones Chachomim, there's a difference between Zeres, takones, and minik, minik Chazal. So it's mashma from a number of poskim, the Chachomim were not misakei, that you have to be mevorech al psomim, mitzoyi Shabbos. But the Chachomim were manik. There's a difference between a takone and the minik, but it's a minik Chazal. So the Chachomim were manik that on mitzoyi Shabbos we should be mivorech hamsomim. So once you do inhale the fragrance of the psomim, then you are mechuyev to say broche on the psomim like every other day whenever you inhale a reach teiv. So you have to say broche. So the takones Chachomim, the minik Chachomim was that you should inhale. If there hadn't been this takonis chachomim, this minik chachomim, I wouldn't have to look. As a matter of fact, in Shchonoch it's mentioned that if he doesn't have in his house psalmim, he doesn't have to look for it before Shabbos. So from that it appears that it's only minik chachomim, not a takonis chachomim. So the chachomim weren't even mechayevim before Shabbos to go and find psalmim. If he has some in the house that he will enjoy the fragrance, so then he is expected to inhale the psalmim and then say broche. But once he inhales, so he says the broche like any other time when one inhales psalm. When one inhales psalm. So what's the term for this takones chachomim, minik chachomim, that to inhale psalmim and say broche? So Rashi says, because on Shabbos a Jew has in Shomi Yisere, and when the Shabbos goes away, so Napshi Be'egez Olov, and Shomi Yisere goes away, so the Leila he has to take psalmim in order to refresh himself, and to dispel the depression that is likely to overtake him as a result of the Shomi Yisere living. So since that is the reason for the psalmim, so it's not shayach and mitzvah Shabbos that happens to be also the night of Yom Tov, because on Yom Tov there is also Nisham Yisera, so he's not devoid of anything. So why psalmim? Why should mechuyev to inhale psalmim and make broche over it? So he said, "Mashi nista boim tzivu psalmim." He should borrow up some Yom Tov. Shaygav Yom Tov yishlon nisam and yisayro kishabes. Now let's see the taste. Chavo ma yakniha yai kiddush neyadoi umashi maskev psalmim. Why is the borrow up some? Pireish Rashbam the tam psalmim mishum nikud nisham and yisayro uvi Yom Tov nami yikin nisham and yisayro. The question.